Introduction. Writing an autobiography might well be viewed as an exercise in vanity. A biography, at least, has a separate detached writer who independently sees interest or value in someone else's life story. We all loom large in our own legend, as someone once put it, but even those who might think they have lived unremarkable lives may well have experienced things that are worth sharing, for the enrichment of humanity or maybe just its entertainment. While I've always valued entertainment, and indeed have spent most of my life close to, or working deep inside, one of its most ubiquitous manifestations, which is a grandiose way of saying that I'm a comic book guy, through and through. And this book seeks, above anything else, to entertain. Comic books are a world that is fairly peripheral to, and largely hidden from, the vast majority of humankind, who, in my experience, think that comics are just, well, there. The very notion that someone could spend their life producing such comparative ephemera is no more than transiently interesting. Most people have had a brief experience of comics, usually before their age reached double figures, and then, as it were, put childish things aside. This book is probably not for them. But there are many, increasingly so, given the global popularity of movies and games based on comic books, who seek a peek behind the curtain to see how the magic is made. This book is, I hope, very much for them. From my earliest years, I've always been fascinated by behind-the-scenes glimpses of comic creators, set in the everyday context of their times. From being an inquisitive fan, I eventually became one of those creators, and this book is an attempt to share some glimpses of my own from both perspectives. I've been lucky enough to work with some of the most celebrated creators and on some of the most well-known titles in comics history, so I hope this book is rewarding reading for many of their fans too. Rather than a chronological view, I've gone for an alphabetical listing of the people and things that have constituted my experience in the world of comics. I was inspired to do this by an anecdotal history of the comic by Steve Doohan and Dark Horse publisher Mike Richardson, called Comics Between the Panels. Such an approach allows for a degree of freedom and informality in both the writing and the reading, unconstrained by the unidirectional plodding through the years. It's like cutting the story baloney the other way, hopefully leading to more interestingly shaped slices. I've tried to make this account of my life in comics not only entertaining, but also honest. While I've not set out to upset anyone or settle any scores, inevitably there are bumps in the road of experience that are essential to an accurate reporting of the terrain. I've often had only a limited acquaintance with many of the people mentioned herein, and they undoubtedly have better or worse qualities than those I have personally experienced. Life and those who live it are nothing if not contradictory and inconsistent, myself included. As a lover of stories, I've honed many of these autobiographical anecdotes over the years, repeating many of them often in interviews and informal conversation. Inevitably, and often unconsciously, I've tried to improve them as I went, smoothing and emphasising elements to maximise their dramatic shapes. Thus, though they might have lost a little factual accuracy, I hope they have gained something in entertainment value. As I often say to my wife, I don't like the truth to get in the way of a good story. She has had to sit through repeated tellings and retellings of many of these stories, though always with at least the appearance of patience. So, I dedicate this book to you, Helen. In the future, I can just refer to the relevant page number when you're around. For most of my readers, though, I hope these stories are largely fresh and new. A few are reprinted from introductions I've written for other people's books, but I've included them here as my definitive take on their particular subject. Anyway, that's it for the introduction to my very own book. My thanks to Tim Pilcher for guiding it to publication, to Amy Arons for making it look pretty, and to Mike Richardson both for providing inspiration and for publishing the thing. Dave Gibbons, September 2022.